Sefer Shmos continues the story begun in Sefer Bereishis. Yaakov's descendants remained in Mitzrayim after Yosef's death and turned into a united people, the Bnei Yisrael. The Mitzrayim began to hate the Bnei Yisrael and enslaved them cruelly. Finally, Hashem brought 10 makas that harmed the Mitzrayim but did not harm the Yidden, and he took the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. Hashem then performed more nisim for the Bnei Yisrael. He turned the Yamsuf into dry land to save the Yidden and to destroy Paro's army, and he made the Yidden win a battle against the Amalekim. Finally, he brought them to Har Sinai, where he gave them the Torah. The first half of Shemos deals with Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the last 5 parashiyos deal with the building and the details of the Mishkan. The Gemara in Brachos says, "La'olam yashlam adam parashiyosav im atzibur shnayim mikra ve'echa targum." A person should always complete the parashiyos with the tzibur, learning every parasha, shnayim mikra ve'echa targum, which means a person should read the words of the Torah twice, the parasha twice, and read the targum once. A remez to this is noted by the Levush in the Rashi Tevis of the first few words of this week's parasha. The pasuk says, "Ve'ela Shemois b'nei Yisrael." If you take the letters of Ve'ela Shemois, the Rashi Tevis are V'chayev Adam Likrois HaParsha Shnayim Mikra Ve'echad Targum. B'nei Yisrael, this is what all the B'nei Yisrael are mechuyev, are obligated to do. And the parasha starts off listing the names of the Roshei HaMishpachos, the heads of the families that came down to Mitzrayim with Yaakov. Although this was already stated in Parshas Vayigash, where in detail the pasuk says all 70 people that went down to Mitzrayim, here the Torah repeats the Roshei HaMishpachos who came down to Mitzrayim. And the reason for that, Rashi explains, is to show Hashem's love for Klal Yisrael. Because when somebody counts and recounts something many times, that shows that it is beloved to him. And the Klal Yisrael is beloved to Hashem. Ve'ela Shemais B'nei Yisrael, and these are the names of the children of Yisrael, Haboim Mitzrayimah, that are coming to Mitzrayim, Eis Yaakov, together with Yaakov, Ish Ubeisei Ba'u, each person and his family came. Mefarshim all speak about the lashon of Haboim, that it says Haboim means that are coming now in the present tense. Why does the Torah use a lashon hoyve, a present tense? It should have said Ve'elu Shemos B'nei Yisrael Asher Ba'u Mitzrayimah, just like the pasuk ends off Ish Ubeisei Ba'u. And Rashi in Parshas Vayigash says that the Torah is talking Al Shem Hashah, is talking about at the time that they came it was Ba'im. If you look in Parshas Vayigash, but there is also a pshat from Rav Moshe Feinstein in Sefer Darish Moshe, who says that the reason why the Torah says Haboim is to teach us that the Yidden never assimilated with the Goyim, even though they went out to Memtesh Shari Tuma during the years they were in Mitzrayim, but they never changed their name. Leishinu es Shemosam, Leishinu es Malbushehem. They did not change their clothing. Leishinu. They did not change their language. And that is what the pasuk is telling me when it says Haboim. Haboim in the present tense. Even many years later, they were always in a state of Haboim as if they just came. They did not change their language. They did not change their name. They did not change their clothing. And the pasuk continues. Ruvain, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, Uvinyamin. Ruvain, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zvulun are all the children of Leah. Binyamin, who is one of the children of Rachel. Dan and Naphtali, who are the children of Bila. Gad va'Asher, who are the children of Zilpah. Vayehi, and it was called Nefesh, all the souls, Yoytei, Yerach, Yaakov, who came out of the loins of Yaakov, the children of Yaakov, Shivim Nefesh, were 70 souls. The total number was 70. When they all came to Mitzrayim, the Yosef Hoya b'Mitzrayim, and Yosef was already in Mitzrayim. Rashi points out that what does the pasuk want to teach us by saying the Yosef Hoya b'Mitzrayim? Yosef was included in the 70. So by saying Yosef Yerach Yaakov Shivim Nafesh, you are already including Yosef. Elamai, you're going to tell me that it comes to say that Yosef was already in Mitzrayim from before. The other ones came at this point, but Yosef was there already from before. We know that already. The pasuk does not have to teach that to me. Zakt Rashi, Yosef Hayav in Mitzrayim is coming to teach us that this is the same Yosef that was a shepherd for his father. This same Yosef was in Mitzrayim and became king. He had a radical change in his life, Va'omad ben Tzidkoy, and he remained in his tzidkis, in his righteousness. Vayomis Yosef v'chol echov, and Yosef died, and all his brothers died, the Shvatim, v'chol hador ahu, and the whole generation, which the Sepurna and the Rashbam both learn. What does the whole generation mean? It means the Shivim Nefesh, the 70 people that went down to Mitzrayim together with Yaakov. There is a Ha'ara brought down in Sefer Shaila Torah from Rav David Soloveitchik, that how can you say that the whole generation died means the 70 nefashos, the 70 people. Included in the 70 were Serach Bas Asher and Yocheved Bas Levi, both of them who were still alive. Serach Bas Asher was the one who told Moshe where Yosef's bones were buried. And Yocheved Bas Levi was obviously still alive because she is the mother of Moshe. So how can we say V'chol Adar Hu that died is the Shivim Nefesh? That is the question Rav David Soloveitchik asks. Al Pi Pshat, maybe we can answer that it's Rashbam Lishitasei. The Rashbam is the one who says that V'chol Adar Hu was the Shivim Nefesh that died. If you look in Parshas Vayigash, the Rashbam himself does not count Yocheved Bas Levi as one of the 70. He counts Yaakov instead. So according to him, the fact that Yocheved is still alive is not a problem with the fact that we say that the whole generation, the Shivim Nefesh, died. Secondly, about Serach Bas Asher, it's a medrash that says that Serach was the one who was Megale, who revealed to Moshe where the bones of Yosef were. Maybe the Rashbam is not going with that medrash. So therefore, Al Pi Pshuta, you can say V'chol Hadar Ahu is referring to the 70 Nefashos. And the puzzle continues, Uvnei Yisrael paru vayishritzu vayirvu vayasmu b'ma'od ma'od. The Bnei Yisrael multiplied, they teamed, they increased, they became strong, b'ma'od ma'od, very much so. Six lashonis of increasing, matimolei ha'oretz osam, and the land filled up with them. Rashi points out that the six lashonis that are used are coming to teach us that a woman would give birth to six Bekeres Echad, six in one womb, six babies at a time. The Or HaChaim explains the connection between Pasuk Vav and Pasuk Zayin. The Torah is coming to tell us how the Shibud came about. First, Vayamas Yosef. Yosef died. The people who, the viceroy of Mitzrayim, who fed them for so many years, he died. That was one level. Then V'chol Echav, Yosef's brothers died. V'chol Hador Ahu, all 70 that came down to Mitzrayim died. And then Uvnei Yisrael paru vayishritu. Once they were starting to multiply, then the Mitzrayim really had a problem, and they had to take matters into their hands and do something about it. And the pasuk continues, Vayokom Melech Chodosh al Mitzrayim, and a new king arose over Mitzrayim, Asher lo yoda es Yosef, that did not know Yosef. Rashi quotes the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel how to learn this pasuk. One pshat is that there actually was a new king on Mitzrayim who did not know Yosef. The second shot is, it was the old king. His decrees were new. Asher lo yada es Yosef. He acted as if he did not know Yosef. And he said to his nation, Hine, suddenly, I'm Bnei Yisrael, the nation of the Bnei Yisrael, Rav ve'otzmi menu, are more numerous and stronger than we are. Hava, let us prepare ourselves, Nishak Moloi, to deal smartly with him. With him, according to Pash Pshat, Rashi brings down means the nation. Hava Neschak Malay, let us prepare ourselves to deal smartly with the nation. Pen Yirba, maybe they will become even more. Vahoya, Kisikreno Melchama, and it may be that if a war will occur, Vinoisef Gamhu Al Sainenu, and they will join and add on to our enemies, Vinilcham Banu, and they will fight with us, Ve'olam in Aoretz, and they will leave the land. Rashi's first Pshat is they will leave the land. According to Rashi's second shot, it means va'olam in ha'oretz, like somebody who's toile kilosi bechaveroi. It means that the Mitzrayim will leave the land. They're saying they will leave the land, but it means that we will leave the land. In order to diminish Klal Yisrael, To stop them from increasing, Pari had a few plans. His first plan was to work them very hard. When that didn't work, he went to the Mialdois HaIvriois, to the Jewish midwives, to kill the Jewish children, as the Jewish boys, as they were born. When that didn't work, his third plan was to throw them into the Nile. And the pasuk starts with the first plan, pasuk Yud-Aleph. Vayosimu Olot, and they put on the nation, Sarei Misin, officers, to collect the taxes of the work. L'ma'an Anoisai, in order to pain the Yidin, b'sivloisam, with the work of the Mitzrayim. Vayiven Ari Miskenois L'Parai, and the Yidin built storage cities for Parai, as Pisam Ves Ramses. Pisam and Ramses, as Rashi explains, they already existed, and the Yidin just built them up to make them into storage cities. B'kashi Anoisai, and the more that the Mitzrayim had intentions to paint them. So were the intentions of Hashem to multiply and to bring forth Klal Yisrael. And they became disgusted in their lives. The Mitzrayim became disgusted in their lives because of the Bnei Yisrael. The second shot in Rashi is the Bnei Yisrael were like thorns in the eyes of the Mitzrayim. Vayavidu Mitzrayim es Bnei Yisrael b'farach. And the Mitzrayim worked, the Bnei Yisrael, with hard work, work that breaks the guf. Vayimaru es chayehem. And they embitter their lives. Vavoyda kosho, with hard work. Bechoymer uvulveinim, with cement and with bricks. Uvachol avoyda basodeh, with all the work in the field. Eskal avoydosam, all their work that they did with the Yidin, asher avdu bohem, b'farach, was hard work. And there is interesting pshat, is said by the Vilna Gaon. We know that the Yidden were supposed to work for 400 years, and they only were in Mitzrayim 210 years. Why was that number diminished? And some say the pshat is because they worked so hard during the 210 years that it was equivalent to working 400 years. And that's the pshat of the Vilna Gaon. Vayimaru es chayehem. If you look at the trup, it's Kadma v'Azla. Kadma v'Azla, meaning Kadma, they got up, the Azlan, they went out early. Why? Because Vayimaru is chayehem. Because they embittered their lives. The work of the 210 was equivalent to 400. And the gematria also of Kadma, the Azla, is 190. Which means that they went out 190 years earlier. 400 minus 190 is 210. And that is the pshat also in the Agadah. When the Baal HaGadah says, Chishev es ha-keitz lasa, Hashem considered the end as if it was done. Keitz, begematria, kuf tzadik, is 190. Because of the hard work, Chishev es ha-keitz lasa, he considered the 190 as if it was done. They did not have to work 400 years, they only worked 210. So this plan did not work, so they went to plan B. Vayom HaMelech Mitzrayim, and the king of Mitzrayim said, Lami Yaldo Se'ivriyos, to the Jewish midwives, Asher Yishem Ha'acha Shifra, where the name of one of them was Shifra. Shifra was Yocheven, who was Mishaferes Havlad, beautified and cleaned of Vlad. Yishem Hashem is Pua. And the name of the second one was Pua, who was Yocheven's daughter, Miriam, who used to sing and make the baby feel good with her voice. Vayomer, and he said, B'yaledchen es ha'ivriyais, when you cause the Ivriyas to give birth, Uisen al Ha'evnoim, and you will see them on the birthing stool, in Bain Hu Vamite Noisai, if it is a boy, you should kill him, Vimbasi. If it is a girl, Vachoya, she should remain alive. That was the second plan. The second plan was that as the women were giving birth, before the baby was actually born, as the Gemara in Saita says on Dafyun Aleph on the Beis, a boy used to be born facing downward, and a girl used to be born facing upward. So the Mialdos were able to tell who was a boy and who was a girl before they were born, and they should kill them before they came out. This way they can say that you gave birth to a dead baby. Rabbeinu Bechaye notes the double Vayomer in Pasuk Tesvav and Teszayin, where it says Vayomer Meloch Mitzrayim, and then it says again Vayomer Bialat Chenes HaEvriyos, and he points out whenever it is a long break between the Vayomer and what he actually said, it says Vayomer again. So since Vayomer Melech Mitzrayim La Mialdos HaIvriyos Asher Shem Ha'acha Shiv Hashem Hashem is Pua is a long drag, therefore it starts again Vayomer, and he says it a second time. Baterena HaMialdos Es Olin Kim, but the Mialdos feared Hashem. V'lo Asu Kasher Dibar Aleihem Melech Mitzrayim, they did not do like Melech Mitzrayim told them. And they kept the boys alive. As Rashi points out, not only did they keep them alive, they were maspik lohem mayim umazin. They fed them water and food.